Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to today's show. I'm your host, Joseph Bonner, and today we will be talking about five things to do when you reach your breaking point. Now, if you're listening to this show today, perhaps you are under some intense stress and you already feel like you're at that breaking point, that you're already there. And it's only going to take one thing or one little situation that will set you off. And I'm here to provide you with some support and some suggestions that will help you so that you do not reach that breaking point and that you are not set off. And I want to start this episode off by just giving just a realistic situation of breaking, right? Because when we were younger, perhaps maybe we've suffered from a broken limb, from, you know, playing too much, adding too much stress on a limb when we're outside, and you know, it resulted in having to go to the hospital or the doctor to get it reset. Perhaps we've been cooking in the kitchen and we dropped something, right, and broken something. So typically breaks happen when unsuspected environments or actions have been placed upon a person or an item that therefore causes a break. Now, in that we are living in 2023, there are a lot of external factors surrounding us and our life and our situations that genuinely probably should have broken us a long time ago. But we've been able to somehow manage and keep it together. But maybe we feel like we're at that point now where it's unmanageable. We can't do it anymore. So we're going to talk about how to either change your environment or even change your responses to certain situations so that you do not reach that breaking point. So we are going to give five suggestions, and these five suggestions can actually be put into an acronym. The acronym is CHILL, C-H-I-L-L, right? You know, we heard the term take a chill pill, you know. Well, sometimes we just need to chill, right? So what does CHILL stand for? Well, the C in CHILL stands for change. When we face sometimes difficult situations or circumstances, it's very important for us to change the scenery, change the environment that we are in. So if we're in a stressful situation at work, it may require that we change environments. We may have to temporarily walk away from the job that day. We may have to request some time off for maybe even a day or two, or maybe even a week or two, depending on how stressful the situation has gotten, right? So that C there in CHILL, that acronym, is change. Either change our situation, change our circumstance, change the environment that we're in. If we're on the road and we're driving and people are starting to irritate us, well, we can change the environment by pulling our car to the side, giving ourselves a chance to breathe, to recollect. If we're at home and life at home is stressing us out, we may need to go for a walk, change our scenery, call a friend, have them come pick us up. You know, hey, get me out of this situation for a second. If we're at school, we may need to, you know, find a safe place there, a counselor, or a trusted teacher that we can go to. Maybe we'd even call and say, hey, I need to come home and be sent home. The C, therefore, requires that we change the environment that we're in. And that change of environment is going to give us an opportunity to, therefore, number one, relieve the immediate stress that we're under. And that's going to help us to avoid reaching a breaking point. But there's more than just changing our environment that's important. So that actually leads us to point number two. And that H in CHILL stands for happy. Now, stressful situations can produce anything but happiness. But it doesn't mean that we can't look for happiness even in stressful situations. So find people or things that make you happy and reach out to them. If you're under a stressful situation at work, maybe you have that one coworker that's your happy place, that one that you can always vent to. They're always there to listen to you. Maybe you have that one friend or that one relative, your spouse, someone that you can really just let all of it go. Just talk about your feelings, get it out there. And when you're around these individuals, you know who they are, because when you're around them all the time, it makes you happy. And so I want you to seek out that happiness through companionship, those who you know make you happy. And not only changing the negative situation you're in, and then now finding someone there who makes you happy that will help you maybe to just recollect, reevaluate, but also change your mood as well, which will help you to endure as well as to not reach your breaking point. Now, that moves us on to point number three. And before we get into point number three, actually, no, I'm going to state what point number three is, and I'm going to tell you why it's so important. So the point number three is imagine, right? So C-H-I-L-L, chill. I, imagine. Now, typically when we're in difficult and stressful situations, we will sometimes replay these situations over and over and over in our head. And what happens when we do that? We actually can increase our level of stress. We can be removed from a stressful situation, but because we're playing it over and over in our head, we are re-traumatizing ourselves, adding more stress to ourselves, and not deliberately. We just do it automatically. As humans, we tend to meditate and think about things that have been left unresolved or left unsolved. And so that imagination process, it makes sense. But at that same time, it can also stress us out more and take us to that breaking point. So what I like us to do, instead of imagining the negative situations that we were in, I like us to use our imagination in a positive way. So instead of replaying the negative situation over and over in your head again, I would like you to set some time aside to imagine what your dream situation would be like. If your stress is at work, imagine what kind of job would make you happy. What kind of environment at work would make you happy? What kind of environment at home would make you happy? What kind of environment at school would make you happy? And I want you to meditate on how you want things to be. And then also think about steps to take, positive steps to take, that will help you get to that location. If it means that you have to change jobs eventually, okay, well, that positive meditation can actually set you on that right path to start, you know, putting in that work to find that better job. You know, if you're at a school that you feel is detrimental to your mental health, maybe you'll start taking those positive steps to change that environment permanently. So when we use our imagination in a positive way, we start imagining what we deserve or where we should be. We'll start therefore taking steps to make that positive imaginative situation a reality, if that makes sense. But at the same time, as well, it'll also de-stress us, because now we're putting our mind on something that's positive, that's now instilling hope in our hearts and not despair. Now, when we have hope, when we know that things are going to get better or have the possibility of getting better, it helps take us from that breaking point scenario to now coping and realizing that this is just temporary. Where we are right now, or what we're facing right now, is just temporary. So using our positive imagination. Now, I'm going to go to our first L in chill, my favorite one, because I love this one, and that's laugh. Laugh. Laughter is, like they say, laughter is good medicine. And it's so true. Now, you can find laughter in so many things. You might be able to find laughter in the situation itself. Like, it may be just so ridiculous, you just have to laugh. Now, I've been there before, and you may think, have I lost my mind? No, you're just trying your best to find sanity in an insane situation. However, what I mean by laugh here is I want you to find something or someone that makes you laugh, that puts a smile on your face. Now, this is different from happy. Happy is when, you know, you're finding those people who make you happy. Laughter is when you're finding these situations or these individuals who are going to invoke laughter, make, you know, just really letting the stress out through laughter. What I like to do for my personally, I like to go back to old comedies. You guys, I'm an old soul, although I'm younger. I love Lucy. It's one of my favorite shows, even though it's been off the air for over 60 years. But I will go back to old episodes of I Love Lucy. I'll go back to episodes of just comedy, things that make me laugh. And I like it because when I'm laughing, I'm able to not only rechannel my focus on something more positive, but then also it's very de-stressing when you're laughing and when you're able to find a reason to smile through the difficulties that we face. So I want you to find someone or something that makes you laugh and enjoy it. Enjoy the laugh, because it's de-stressing and it can definitely take you from that breaking point. Now, last but not least is learn and chill. Learn. Now, I don't mean learn from the situation that you're in, because I'm sure that you've already done that. No one needs to tell you, oh, you need to take this negative situation, you need to learn from it. No one needs to tell you that. You already know that, and you're already doing that. So when I say by learn, I mean actually set your mind and heart to learn something new. Because when you're learning something new, not only is it inspiring to you as an individual, but then it can also set you up for success in greater areas, and it's a great mental distraction. So maybe it means taking a new online course. Maybe it means going back to school to learn something. Maybe it means picking up a new hobby that you don't know, or picking up a sport that you don't know how to play. And channeling that, your emotions and your thoughts and your energies, into something that's physical. Or something that's quite literal, which can definitely help you cope with the ongoing stress that you have. When you're systematically learning something new each day, or learning something each day catered towards, you know, bettering yourself, it's going to definitely be a positive mental distraction. It's going to definitely help you cope with whatever negative situations you're facing. Now, I want to highlight the need for you to, you know, do whatever you feel is positively necessary to do to relieve the stress that you're under. These are definitely some honorable mentions, you guys. Honorable mentions I definitely want to make sure that I put in here is try to get a good night's rest, and have a positive morning routine. If you have to cancel or reschedule plans, don't hesitate to do that, because you know your sanity, your overall mental and emotional well-being is more important than tomorrow's plans. It really is. So if you got to cancel or reschedule things for a couple of days or a couple of weeks, do it. Try to set aside, again, a positive morning routine, light breakfast, maybe zero appointments. You know, if you got to come into work a little bit later when you're under high intense stress, do it. And again, not to be undermined or underestimated is having a good night's rest. Put your phone on airplane mode if you have to, or put it on do not disturb. Make sure that there's nothing and no one disturbing your good night's sleep. And these are little things that can help you just to kind of cope with the daily stresses that you're going to be facing or that you already are facing, right? But I do want you to remember that when you reach your breaking point, when you're there, you're not alone. A lot of people are facing stressful situations and they are right there with you like, I can't do this anymore. So I want you to remember, as you're facing these situations, I want you to chill. Remember what that means. C, change your environment. Temporarily walk away from a situation, walk away from an individual, a job, a school, whatever, even if it's temporary, just walk away, change your scene. Again, H, happy. Find people that make you happy and talk with them. Let them know what's going on. That's important for you to be able to regain emotional balance. Remember the I in chill. Imagine yourself in a better situation and what that would look like. And then start taking steps to make that situation a reality. Remember L in chill was laugh. Find something that's going to make you laugh. Put a smile on your face and release some of that extra stress. And last but not least, that last L is learn. Find something new to channel your minds and energies on. Learn something new. Learn a new skill, a hobby, a set of classes that you can take at an online university, or even at a physical university. Whatever you have to do, but learning again is a great way to distract your mind and put it on something that positive that's going to actually make you a better person. So I want you guys to remember that you are not alone, and when you reach your breaking point, just chill. CHILL. Now, you guys, for a list of these things, you guys can go to the description of the show. If you forget, you guys can look at the description of the show. I'm your host, Joseph Bonner. I know that life is hard right now, and I wish I could promise you that it's going to get better, but I can't. And the reality is, and I'm going to be honest with you, you guys know I try to be as honest as possible with my listeners, it's going to get harder. I'm telling you right now, it's going to get 10 times harder. However, you can avoid reaching your breaking point if you keep these 5 points in mind. And remember that you are not alone. All right? So until next time, you guys, thank you so much for joining me back on the show. We are now kicking off our new season of shows. So you will be getting shows from me now every week, at least for the next, 12 to 16 weeks during our new season. If you guys have any questions or thoughts, or you'd like to be a guest on the show, you guys can always find me at Joseph Bonner. I'm everywhere on social media. Just go ahead and reach out, and I'm here to support and help. Much love and success to all of you guys. Please don't give up. Hang in there, and you're not alone. Until next time, take care of each other.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.